You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I don't think that's a very good attitude.
It's Mike Shope.
You don't think? I don't think you should be butting in when I'm talking to my team. You're my assistant, okay? You're supposed to back me up and go get me juice boxes when I tell you. Now go get me a juice box.
You know who you're talking to.
It's the Bulldog.
I'm talking to the juice box guy.
You're crazy.
I'm not crazy. I'm just thirsty.
Why don't you go to hell?
No, you go to hell. While you're there, why don't you grab me a juice box?
I'm no juice box boy, I'll tell you that.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you
it's
are.
Mike Shope and you the are. Bulldog no, on WGR Sports Radio 550.
Maybe it's been long enough, or this person is so long ago relevant that it should be pointed out. That's Mike Ditka with Will Ferrell.
Yeah, right.
Do we know who that is? Mike Ditka? Was he a good coach? A great coach? A bad coach? What was Mike Ditka for you as a coach? Three nicknames, by the way.
Iron Mike.
Iron Mike. The other two are so funny. Not even anywhere near where I would have gone.
Mini Ditka's is from the SNL skit.
Yes. The doctor.
What?
The doctor.
The doctor.
And MD.
Huh.
That's why he's the doctor, because MD are his initials.
Oh, okay.
Maybe?
Yeah. Yeah, maybe.
Michael Keller Ditka, age 86.
That makes sense.
Formerly known as Michael Ditchko Jr. Change his name?
All right. What's he hiding?
Maybe that's not one of his nicknames?
Said
Michael Ditchko?
Said the man whose family two generations ago changed the last name to Parker from Parzynski.
And now your kids are literally named the Bulldog Jr. or whatever you're going, whatever their,
I don't know what's
their front is.
Was
he good?
I mean, he had... Yeah.
Winning record or losing record all time?
Oh, I'll bet losing record all time.
Winning.
Yeah.
121-95.
Oh, that's not even that close. I mean,
it's pretty good.
I think he certainly was. I mean, he's the head coach of one of the greatest teams. That 85 Bears team was a machine. I think
legendary.
I think that qualifies. If you're the coach of a legendary team, I think you qualify as great coach.
Oh, just like that.
Yeah, I think
one
so.
Year.
I think you're the head coach of a legendary team. You're great.
So who does that include? Who are the legendary teams? George Seifert? Brian Billick?
Yeah.
Brian Billick is good.
talk to the tech guy. Can we rewind?
Brian Billick.
Is there a way we could?
Was the head coach of, I think, a team I would call legendary.
Yeah, that same way that Bears team, right? It's a, that Ravens team. It's all the funny. Billick is like an offensive guy.
They both were offensive guys, sort of. I mean, Ditka was a tight end.
I mean, unless you want to ding Ditka because Buddy Ryan is the architect of the defense, and the defense is the I might want to reel that back in because I don't
want to ding Ditka.
Yeah. Okay.
9 years as a Dallas assistant, special teams / receivers.
All right.
And then 11 years as the Bears head coach. I hope Joe Ostrowski is listening. He'll be on with us, I think, in hopefully in 25 minutes. And sometimes Joe listens as Sam does to the beginning.
Just get a lay of the land.
Like, yeah. I wonder, would Joe say...
He's a great coach.
He's a legend. Is he a great? Was he a great coach? But you say all that's necessary is to have coached a legendary team. So that includes Ditka. That includes, I think, Brian Billick.
Yeah, I think so.
Does that include Dick Vermeil?
Yes. I think Dick Vermeil's...
I might say he's great anyway.
I think he's an all-time great coach.
Okay, good. Yes.
'Cause he had more success... than just that like Ditka really is that pocket within the Bears Super Bowl year, and then what is he most known? He's his personality became so outsized that he's more known for that than he really is. It's easy to forget he was an incredible tight. He was a great tight end in that era.
When he had played. That rookie year that we kept pointing back to when right. Kincaid was drafted.
Right,
like the biggest rookie tight end season ever. But that might have been broken.
Sure.
Even Kincaid, but then also
Bowers. But still,
Bowers
he set a pretty high bar for like way back then. But, he's mostly trading his whole draft and the photos with Ricky Williams in the wedding dress and all the stuff. Like he kind of became Rex before Rex was Rex.
Oh, interesting.
Which is funny that Buddy Ryan was with him in Chicago, of course. And that
Rex's
legendary
dad.
Defense. Yeah, Rex's dad. So he kind of became almost like a caricature, kind of.
Definitely.
Right, but...
And then lots of TV work.
Right. I still think I want to go great, but I don't feel comfortable including Billick in that for some reason.
You got to figure out your formula.
And maybe that's entirely because Billick isn't the outsized personality that Ditka is, which doesn't really make sense, and that's why I want the whole thing back.
Wasn't Billick a tight end, too, or a receiver?
I don't remember what his...
I think he was. San Francisco staff.
Was.
The Holmgren tree or the Walsh or Seifert tree, I think, is Billick also. Wasn't he on our show once?
Billick, yes.
Yeah, one time
when
he was with CBS?
At least, yes, that's it. Then I know I might have talked to him back when I worked in mornings, too.
What's he doing? What's a guy like that doing?
I don't know.
Ditka was on my last show once. You ever talk to him? You know my Ditka story?
I'm not sure I do. I'm also not sure I ever talked to him, but we both had experiences with a producer that would just fill the show with guys like that. Like
which was incredible.
Right. He had access to those guys. It's Doug Young, who worked here for a long, long time, and I only worked with Doug briefly, a few years.
You would get to work. This literally is a true example.
This is a bygone era.
You would get to work. I was on 2 to 6 in my last job. So I would get in. I was young, so I probably got in like noon. And there would be a piece of paper on my keyboard with today's, like for the last forever, I sort of do this, but mostly for myself. You know, you trust me to sort of, whatever, navigate or whatever it would be called. Doug would put a piece of paper on my keyboard at work with who we had on and when.
Yep.
And like one day I sit down, I look at the piece of paper and it's like Lord Byron Nelson is on today. The golf legend. And you sort of work around.
Right.
That.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't like, hey, I need a guy because I'm going to be talking about golf today. I guess I'm going to talk about some golf today because I've got Byron Nelson on the show today.
You're going to tell me who's coming on and I'll do it.
Right.
I mean, it was always great.
Yeah.
But Ditka, one day it was Ditka. And even this is not how people think of him. They think of, like you said, caricature. He's a football legend. Come on. But he said something that I've never forgotten that was, to me, very profound, which was, you know, he's in TV. This is 2001, maybe. Like, he's in TV, and I asked him, like, so, like, what are your plans? What do you want to do? And he, whatever the question exactly was, he got around to saying, you know, you just can't go play golf every day.
Yes, I remember this. Yes.
And I just thought that was really, really profound. Like, here was a guy, I mean, I'm looking at his career now. He was the Saints coach at age 60. I mean, think about it. It's a little bit old. 1999, like, McDermott is 51.
Careful.
Oh, sorry. Right. So but this is when we start. I don't want to say the wrong thing. So he's in his early 60s.
Speak liberally, please. I can handle it. Yeah.
He's in his and this could be like what you say in a couple of years. You know, yep. I know this story about Mike Ditka. He just can't play golf every day. So I don't know. Like, he did a lot of TV after that. I don't know what he does day to day. He's 86. How about this on Mike Ditka? Like, this is 10 minutes.
Funny enough, I can still work here and play golf almost every day if I wanted to.
So you get best of both worlds.
I do occasionally get asked by people I end up randomly paired up with, like, so are you retired or what? No.
You do.
It's 10:30 in the morning, and I don't have to be at work for a couple hours yet, so I'm all good.
Michael Ditchko Jr. What if Joe knows that? That's his, like, original name, real name? Interesting. Mike Ditka is a great name. Chicago had Mike Ditka and Dick Butkus. Two great figures and great names.
Mustaches.
We'll talk to Joe Ostrowski at 3:30.
Chicago's got to be like the best mustache city in America.
Joe is excited about the guy who the White Sox are expected to pick one overall in the baseball draft because he has a Polish name. Rock something.
I can get behind
Rock
that.
Ostrowski or something like that.
Jasinski.
Is his name.
Yeah, I love it. Love it.
And Sam was like, you just like him because of his name. And Joe's like, damn right.
Right, right. You're talking to a guy whose dad was excited when the Bills drafted Pozlesny. Like, it's just like, okay, they drafted the Polish linebacker. Let's go.
What's he doing?
Tonight we ride. Like, okay, Dad, that's awesome.
So we'll talk week 15 with Joe. This game, Bills-Patriots, how big is it? 1 to 10.
I think it is bigger for, I want to say vibes. You know what I mean? It's bigger for the morale of the fan base, I think, than it is really in the standings.
The fans need the Bills to prove they can beat New England?
I think with Drake May and Mike Vrabel. Yeah.
Okay.
If you're going to feel good about taking them down, should you meet them in the playoffs? You know, not that it's not like New England spanked them or anything. I mean, it was a sloppy game from the Bills, and they lost on a late field goal. So, you know, it's not like you weren't, like, you know, run out of the gym or something when you played them. But still, they're on this win streak. They have a chance to win the division with a win, like, to clinch it anyway. Their chances of winning it without winning this game are still pretty great. But nonetheless, I feel like we'd like to see, at least for a week, even if it doesn't represent leapfrogging them in the standings, some semblance of order restored. All right, you've got us in week 5. You're having a year here. Very few people saw it coming. You're out front. We're chasing. Been chasing you since week 6. And let's just, like, hey, you know what? We're still around. All right. The champs aren't just going down without a fight. You're going to have to earn it. You're going to have to beat the Jets and the Dolphins. We're not just going away on you. And I feel that, you know, but in reality, within the standings, I mean, they're not in much danger of, I don't think they can even fall out of a playoff spot if they lose the game. Maybe they can. I haven't studied that yet.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, they're in.
They're over 90%
to make it. Right. They're in such a strong position already that it doesn't feel like it'd be that damaging to the wild card hopes. Of course, it kills the division and the one seed and all that. And, you know, eventually I think we'll talk ourselves into that being a positive because I don't have to go as hard because I'm not trying to win the division. I just got to make sure I keep, you know, who, Indianapolis and Houston or Kansas City, like, whatever, the teams at Miami, even the teams that are behind us now, just keep them behind us. and I'll be all right. I think that's how it'll realistically be in my head if they lose. But I like,
No, go ahead.
But I do feel everything I just said about the, you know, just don't roll over and let them get the t-shirts and the hats on Sunday. You know, we're better than you. We have been better than you. We still are. And yeah, you know, you may win the division, but this is going to be a fight.
Sorry for that noise. Okay. I just had a thought very quickly. So I have not been using like a playoff odds app or website. And the one that I know of the most, I like the playoff machine, but as you're talking, like if for me to figure out sort of what this game could mean to the Bills in the playoff chase if they lose, well, I'd have to put in, you know, 20 results or something like right. that. The one that I like is the New York Times, the playoff simulator from the New York Times. And once in a while over the years, like you can go to that link and it'll work, but usually it tells you have to subscribe. And I just remember the noise was, I just remembered that I did subscribe on Monday because I play all the puzzles now.
Right.
So I now have legit access to the play. What do you want to know? The playoff simulator. The Bills are 98%. 98%.
Right. So how damaging can a loss to New England
right now to exactly. make the playoffs? That is, if I asked you, okay, I'm thinking of a state. And if you got it, that's 2%. If you didn't, that's 98%. If you got the state, I'm thinking of a U.S. state. Don't want to play? All right, let me think. I know them all. I want to make sure I don't pick a state you would assume that I would be thinking of. Okay, I'm ready.
Montana.
Indiana. Yeah. So the Bills are in the playoffs. We can do this 50 times if you want. I was thinking Indiana. So 98%, what are you worried about? What happens if they – I'll find out. I'll get into this. I'll dig into
right.
this.
I mean –
get my hands dirty.
There are – you know, Houston and Indianapolis are both a game behind. Indy's got Seattle with maybe Phillip Rivers playing quarterback on Sunday. So, I mean, thoughts and prayers. And they've got a buffer there because Houston's in, Indy's out right now in the standings.
If the Bills lose, Bulldog.
Yep.
96%.
Okay. So
now I have right. to think of two states.
Okay.
And if you guess them wrong both times, then they're in.
Okay.
We don't need to play that again, but
Montana.
I hadn't thought of one. Maybe it was going to be Montana. 96% if they lose to New England. What are their chances of winning the AFC East if they beat New England? Not great. They still
well,
need.
Can you?
I'll get sure.
Can you access that sure. in the New York sure. Times playoff machine? I am not. Can you tell? I am not playoff machine guy.
If they win,
I feel like I have you for the. You're my playoff machine.
This game
sucks
this,
when you're not here.
I know, right? I'm paying $1 a week for this.
I could have given you a password. I was just trying.
I don't
that long
work
ago.
Like that. I don't work like that. No, I would refuse. If they beat New England. They are 24% to win the division. Right now they're 11. So better, but they still will need New England to lose to the Dolphins or the Jets to have any chance. And they'll have to beat Philadelphia and, you know, Cleveland and the Jets. And,
yep.
Or New England will need to lose two games, I think, in there. It's not what people mean when they call a game a trap game, even though a trap game has been disproven, but people still say it all the time. Oh, it's a game where you're looking ahead to the following week, which players, I think, almost never do. You're just on the rails going for this week. This is who you're preparing for. All of it is sort of in the now. But, you know, trap game, sort of it's a fun narrative, kind of, I guess, makes sense. This actually is a trap game in a different sense, which is that it feels way bigger than it really is.
Mm-hmm. That's kind of what I meant.
Yeah,
right? It's really all about how we feel out here more than it is seeing them in seventh instead of sixth after Sunday and seeing their playoff odds dinged by 2% or something. Like it's not that big a deal, but I think it'll feel worse than that because you will have lost twice to that quarterback with their fancy new coach, and now they've won 11 in a row, and it's just like, what am I dealing with here? Am I dealing with the Chiefs early in Mahomes' career? Are they that good? Is he that good? Like, it's going to start to feel, you know, like they're some super team, and I think we know already that they're not. I mean, I guess they could just win them all from here to all the way to February, and then I'd have to shut up about that. But I just don't think that that's likely at all.
I think they're good.
I definitely think they're good.
And I don't care really at all about May's lack of experience. Like, I'm not assuming at the least that he is going to crack under whatever pressure this is because of how he plays. I mean, they have had a very easy schedule. But he plays in a pretty composed way, and he's able to – he can move. He can put the ball on the spot. Like, he does the job. And so I'm not expecting him to freak out once the playoffs arrive or even whatever Sunday is.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not betting against May in that way. The Bills are going to have to score.
Right.
I mean, New England can probably run on them. They really didn't in the first game, but most teams can. Like, I think – there's that to think about or worry about. There's how May is doing, how he plays. There's that, whether that's going to be Diggs again or Hunter Henry or whoever. Like, Kayshon Booty is a fun name. Like, whoever it's going to be for the Patriots, I guess that's part of the success they're having, is that's not really predictable or has not been predictable. But I'm not expecting this guy to crash under the waves of playoff pressure. That is the... We did this yesterday, and I really like the coach's point that we talked about for a minute. Like, that is the, maybe, if you will, the theme going into these playoffs is unproven quarterbacks, all of them, except for Allen and I guess whoever wins the AFC North at 9-8. And they're still proving to do if you're Lamar Jackson, I would say. But mostly the whole field is, can this guy win? Everything in football is like quarterback narrative stuff. This guy won a Super Bowl, you know, all of that. So that's what Allen and the Bills are facing, because they're the one team, if it's not Baltimore, going into the playoffs with experience, and most of it is positive. It's just not when it comes to Mahomes.
Right.
Those games. I mean, they did lose to the Bengals the one time, but still, like, that's – they're going to be the team. It's ironic, isn't it? Like, the Bills could go into the playoffs as the team – the AFC, anyway, with the playoff experience that
right.
we like about them.
Mm-hmm.
Even though if Kansas City is sitting there, or, I don't know, not Baltimore, but Cincinnati, I guess, would suffice.
Sure.
Then that isn't quite going to be the talking point. Well, not trying to tell you shouldn't listen to the game on Sunday. I mean, I would
right.
not want to do that.
Right.
1 o'clock, post-game. Should be great.
It's just, I think we're playing for feelings more than we're playing for the
yeah,
standings
yeah.
on Sunday. And look, I'm not here to talk down about feelings. I'm a feelings guy. I want to feel some happiness. I'd like to feel some confidence that I can get to this kid. I don't think he's going to crack, but I could still make him make a bad play or two if I can get him under some duress. I'm really curious about the point about the whether they can run it or not. The Bills have been on a heater in that department since Shaq Thompson's been a more regular part of their defense, and I don't know, I can overstate that. It's like, I don't know, he's just one linebacker, but they have been better at that. Like, Pittsburgh certainly wanted to do that to them and couldn't. The Bengals, I think, gave up on it. They couldn't really do it. And so, you know, there's no shame in leaning on Joe Burrow. But I even said yesterday, like, if they could run the ball when they had a lead, maybe the Benford play never happens. You know, maybe they're handing it off and trying to run some clock and nursing their lead. And if they're getting 5 or 6 yards a clip, like we saw earlier in the year against Atlanta, then they're probably handing it off. But they really, I don't think they were wrong to feel like by that point in the game, that's not really working for us today. And this is. So let's just keep leaning into Joe. And it bit them.
It's really not who they are, I would say. Like, in that playoff game with Mixon, they did do that, and that worked. Chase Brown is fine, but he's not like sort of the traditional, I don't want to say bell cow like everybody does, but like the bigger control the game in the snow running back. But yeah, point taken. We will talk to Joe Ostrowski from Bet Sweats, the Bet MGM network, after a break. Sal joins us at 4 today. Paul Hamilton at 6. Thanks for listening. Mike Shope and the Bulldog here. Don't forget the line at 4:45.
Oh, thank you for reminding me.
This is WGR.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Steph, you guys are actually underdogs this Sunday. Is that something you're aware of?
I didn't know. That's the first time I heard it. But good. I feel like that's good for us. You know, being an underdog, you know, people like us been an underdog our whole life. We're going to have something to prove regardless of it. But I think the main thing is it gets exciting when you're an underdog, when you got a lot to prove, when you're playing with that edge and you're playing aggressive, because nobody believes in us but us. You know, the record is surprising to everybody, and all we did is take it one game at a time, and I think we're going to do the same thing with this one. Thank you. I appreciate you.
All right, now I'm in. Now I'm ready for this one. Stephon Diggs and his act about how everybody hates him or
nobody believes
disrespects.
In us. Right.
Now you got me. Mike Shope and the Bulldog here. Bills a one-point favorite Sunday in New England. That is interesting. We'll talk about it now with our friend Joe Ostrowski from Bet Sweats, weekday mornings 9 to noon on the Bet MGM Network. But before we get into that, we have to talk about Wife Swap.
Whoa, oh. I was not prepped. Did we miss a meeting?
It's my favorite show. Not Wife Swap. There, Joe's show is my favorite show. I never miss it anymore. And they brought up Wife Swap, and it reminded me of my great late friend Dean, Bulldog New Dean. And there is this great story from one time he and I and our wives were out together, Joe. And his wife said, how we were all talking about like life as kids and, you know, what our parents did or didn't do to us or for us. And his wife said, famously, we never stopped laughing about it until the day he died. She said, my father would only let me watch three shows. Sesame Street, The Muppet Show, and The Dukes of Hazzard were the three shows. And we all just fell out of our chairs. Like, what is the logic
what
there?
What kind of combination is that?
Why isn't the third show like Jeopardy or something?
Yeah, why is Dukes of Hazzard
The Dukes of Hazzard? So for years, there forth, all we did, he and I, just random text to each other whenever to make each other laugh, would substitute The Dukes of Hazzard for, you know, RuPaul's Drag Race or something.
Yes.
Right. Or Wife Swap. Like, Wife Swap is the joke. Like, that's the show I use in the joke is Wife Swap. You know? And now it's, like, almost forgotten. Like, you guys today are talking about whether that would be on the air now. Like, is it too tame, Wife Swap? I mean, I don't know. How have times have changed. But anyway, when you guys talked about that, it took me back.
Thanks for listening. Yeah, I don't know. Is that tame now? Nah. I have no idea. I don't know what's socially acceptable. I have no idea. I'm probably constantly offending people. I really don't care right now. Do you guys care? I don't.
Well, I sympathize. I understand you guys are in heading to a transition here. But
no, I'm not even talking about that. I'm just
talking you're talking about
general.
Everything. Just
like,
in
I don't,
general,
the,
right?
The world, yes. Yeah. The world we live in. I don't. Because sometimes it feels like you're right, right. We were going, you got to be super safe with everything. If you question it, don't do it. And then kind of took a 180, right, for a little bit. I guess that's a longer conversation, maybe off the air.
Well,
it might piss some people off.
Similar to that, maybe, or just the same, is like Bulldog and I talk about this on and off the air. And somebody, I heard it from your show too recently, maybe from yourself or from Sam, like, in a perfect world, if somebody comes at you with a complaint or a criticism or something, and you can defend yourself, you want to do it. But to do it takes a lot, because then you're sort of doing that in front of everybody.
Right.
And then other people come in, and it's not a winning game. It's a losing game.
Right.
So there's that, I guess. But or that's a lot of things. That's politics. That's, you know, at the holidays. You know, at the dinner table or something, you want to defend what's right.
Right.
But it's
but you
not
also want to
it.
Steer to a safer, less, you know, divisive lane often. I
you
think,
know,
is
right.
Where
yeah.
End up, right?
So, take a deep breath. Yeah, do I want to go right. down this road? Do I have the energy right now to deal with all of this and its ramifications?
Yeah.
Probably not. Let's just take a pass and give a hearty to that.
Let's just bet Indiana.
Believe me, I could put together a list of grievances off the top of my head that'd be pretty damn long about things that are offending me all the time, but it's just really not worth talking about. So just like,
I think
leave it over there.
Speaking of grievances, is today Festivus? I feel like it's one of these days coming up. It might be today.
Maybe it is. Oh,
Joe, can I tell you about the beautiful phone call I got last night from my partner? I don't know if he
oh, this
did,
is good.
I don't know if you did this knowing Joe was going to be on.
No, I didn't.
But Joe, do you remember, like, we were first getting to know each other. I know, you know, the last Winter Olympics. I was still in my attic. And we had this gag, and it was grounded in truth. And I'll reveal all right now, if you want, about how I had an in on the Chinese Olympic hockey team. Like I knew the U.S. was favored by whatever it was, somehow
five and a half,
a big number for a hockey game. And I'm like, you guys, I'm telling you, I got a guy. Just they're gonna cover. The U.S. has got this.
It was Chinese, 3.5.
This is not. It's they don't have a chance. And last night I was out. My wife and I met up for drinks and dinner after our show. And she was driving. This never happened. I'm in her car, riding in the passenger seat. My phone's in my pocket, and it's ringing. Like, oh man! And her car's. I drive a big old truck. I'm in her passenger seat. I've got to try to get my phone out of my pockets in my front pants pile. I don't even know if I can get my phone. I pull it out, and it's Mike. I'm like, oh no, right? It's 8:45 or whatever time at night. Like, this can't be good. I hit hello, and the first thing he says is, first of all, let me apologize for calling because there's no emergency. There's nothing bad happening.
Sorry to scare you.
I'm like, okay, so what's going on? And he's like, I'm just wondering if you can find any intel on U.S.-China curling that's happening tonight at 10 o'clock. Tonight.
Do you have a guy?
I do have a guy.
USA is about to play China for a spot in the Olympics. Do you have a guy?
I have a guy. And I just, it's tracing back to that call during the Winter Olympics last time. And the reason I knew, just quickly, my friend John Gale has a son, Alex, that lives in China, has worked in sports marketing over there for many years now. And he played pretty high-level hockey as a teenager in Toronto, like the best youth league in the world, maybe, right? The GTHL. And he played with a lot of guys that went on to play in the NHL. And he's a pretty good hockey player, but he dropped off at like 15, 16. He just didn't make the next cut, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he's the guy that at your men's league is really, really good, right? But he's not the guy that can play international hockey. They were like, there was an idea to see if they could get him Chinese citizenship to play on the Chinese team. Is how I remember the story being told to me by John. My friend's son was like, they're not going to be competitive at all. I mean, they thought about me. Dad, you know how good I am. Come on. They're going to get killed. That was my intel.
And it was wrong.
What do you mean? It? No, they called it. No,
well,
US
they covered
China.
It, but they were lucky. Like they didn't have the EV.
Oh, here we go. Or covering or advanced stats. They covered
were lucky.
The bet. They won the bet.
We all won. They were
they
lucky.
They won the bet.
What was
we
the
all won the bet.
Joe, you didn't even know that you didn't have to prepare for today's visit because we're just going to do all the talking. I don't know. Sorry about that.
No, I like it. I like it. I'm waiting for Mike Ditka, good coach or bad coach.
What
or...
do you say? I'm glad you were listening. What do you say on Ditka?
I say I would slap me if I ever thought I'd say this, especially on the air. Bad coach.
Really?
Mm. It took me a while to get there. I was a kid in 1985. I was just getting to know things, you know, late 80s when I was really watching hardcore. But, yeah, 6 Hall of Famers on his team. You made it to 1 Super Bowl. I mean, that's my kind of like the Packers takeaway. Look at all these years of great quarterback play, and you won how many Super Bowls? That's kind of what I look at it. And, like, also you do have to bring up there's other angles to it. Like, you look at, okay, you had Montana at that time. It's San Francisco. Washington was phenomenal, too. And it was right before Dallas came. You know, it was a tough time, I think, in the NFC. But, yeah, for all those Hall of Famers, greatest running back of all time, you have 3 guys on the defensive line in the Hall of Fame. There's Mike Singletary right there. And for my money, Wilbur Marshall next to him is actually even better. Like, everywhere you look, there's a Hall of Fame player. Greatest defense of all time, according to many. And, yeah, I think what happened once Buddy Ryan left, too? Yeah, I don't know, man.
Interesting.
I would lean bad, but, like, own the city? As big of a star as Michael Jordan? People held on to every word that he said? Absolutely. And one of my earlier jobs in radio is I produced the Mike Ditka show. I was one of the producers on that show, which was like unbelievable. But yeah, later on I realized, and you know how it is in this business. Oh, I love that guy. I wish I didn't just hear that story.
I know.
I wish I didn't know he was a jerk to a lot of people. So yeah, that's part of it too.
It's hard to stay a fan sometimes with that experience. Phillip Rivers playing with Tyler Warren, so they're teammates. Rivers was a rookie when he played with Doug Flutie, who played with Peyton. So we can jump from Tyler Warren to Walter Peyton in like 2 jumps because of Rivers' comeback. Maybe we'll get to that if we have time. Sam Paniadovic, who joins us on Fridays, is almost on a daily basis touting the Bills. He keeps betting into them harder and harder to win it all. And he knows the risks. He wrote the article. He's talking about the picture and the headline. What do you hear when he does this? Do you hear like sort of a sound, yes, I get it. I want in.
Desperation.
How does it come off to you? Like, what is your take on all this Bills?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. at least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Futures love.
Thursdays, we do 10 toes down. So what do you think his 10 toes down was?
I can tell you. I know.
Yeah. Bills are going to the Super Bowl. Don't know if they're going to win it. They're going to be in the Super Bowl. The idea I get, but yeah, as the season goes on, especially this week. This week he has talked about that with more confidence than anything. And I get where he's coming from. I think all of us, you know, when we make a bet or when we have a strong opinion and things are kind of lining up for that to happen, or we think there's increased chances of it's happening, like you talk, you're trying to talk it into existence, right? Sometimes I want to say that's not happening here. The case is strong. The case is, let's go to the start of the year. I told you Mahomes is not part of that equation. How do you feel about the Bills going to the Super Bowl? Allen is healthy. I tell you, oh yeah, Lamar, we're still waiting. We're still waiting for the good Lamar, and you still have his playoff history if they do make the playoffs. Burrow's going to miss most of the year. He's going to be there at the end, and he's going to play well, but they're not going to be good enough to make the playoffs. So we're taking those three quarterbacks out. How do you feel about your chances? With that, I like it. Yep. I understand that angle completely. And I understand the questions around the teams that are likely to have the top couple of seeds in the AFC.
When you lay it out like that, it sounds like they almost have to go. There's a lot of that out there. Like, yes. And it's only, I think, going to get louder. Mm-hmm. As we, you know, arc through December into January.
Well, they'll probably need three road wins to make it. And that's the other side of that coin is as much better as Allen might be versus his counterparts at the position, can they go to whoever, Baltimore and Jacksonville and Denver and win or whatever it is? Are you surprised they're favored this week, even if it's only by one?
I'm not surprised at all that it's minus one. And yet, maybe when Diggs was asked that question, it was the opposite because it's been right around zero all week. But we had another guest today, multiple guests, that they have their models, they break down numbers, they've gone out of their way this week to tell us, I don't get it, my numbers disagree with it, we have New England as the favorite. They should be favored in this game. But people, you know, they're still waiting for New England to prove it, even though they sit here with this record on the year. The reality is, look at the teams they face, and a lot of people are going to go by that, and I certainly understand. If you sweep them, now that's a completely different story. Yeah, I'm not surprised, but a lot of the numbers people do disagree with that line that is set. reality is I think they know a lot of people are going to come in and bet the Bills on the spot. They're going to be betting against the season sweep.
A lot of big favorites this week. Kind of weird maybe for this late in the season, but several double-digit favorites. Is there a big underdog you like?
Yeah, like is hard. Massive, massive favorites. You mentioned the Phillip Rivers possibility, and we don't even know if he's going to play. But Seattle, that is now two full touchdowns. Jacksonville, monster number, 13.5. San Francisco, 12.5 against Tennessee. The Jacksonville one against the Jets. And then if I had to pick one of these double-digit favorites that could lose, I don't want to sit here and tell you the Philly thing looks a lot better this week. I just there is so much smoke and noise, and Hurts was so awful. Is he going to bounce back from a 5-turnover performance by himself? I don't know. I know it's the Raiders on the other side. And once you get to the last month of the season, you guys know this. These bad teams with awful quarterbacks, it's like they barely have a chance. But if I were to pick one to lose, I would not want to put my money on the Philadelphia Eagles right now.
Kenny Pickett revenge, even though he was there for 5 minutes.
Possibly. he looked a lot better than Geno Smith last week.
Bears quickly, Joe, home to the Browns. Super cold, right?
Super cold. Yeah, it's looking like it's going to be around zero. But you also have a team that is used to that cold weather. That cold weather with this strong run game on the Bears side, I do want to trust, but you do have that Browns defense. Now, they don't play as strong on the road as they do at home. Bears offensive line has been really good this year. We'll see how they do against the best pass rusher in the game. I wouldn't lay the 7.5. Could I see them breaking through, you know, with the run game in the second half? Sure, I could see that. You were talking about a trap game. They do have Green Bay on deck again, so this is kind of like that old school sandwich spot that people talk about. They got to take care of business. This is the biggest favorite the Bears have been since 2020. So, I mean, they go from being the one seed to one close loss to Green Bay. Now they're the 7 seed. And they're just hanging on. So they've got to win this. They're going to go in. They still have Green Bay, and then they've got Detroit as well. So they've got some tough games after this one.
Week 18 at home against the Lions.
Yeah,
it'll be cold for that one.
Probably the last playoff spot going to come down to that game.
Maybe at night, Goff on the road. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Does sure. being down your top corner and a player who has scored touchdowns defensively the past 2 weeks move the line at all? Not that we know yet, but Christian Benford was seen in a walking boot after practice today.
Come
and
on.
Is on the injury report with a toe injury.
Is that right?
Yes.
Well, of course it is.
Just,
you're saying it.
Just since we started here talking to Joe.
Yeah.
Numerous reporters are mentioning that he was in a walk. He's on the injury report now with a toe limited today.
Given where the line is at, yeah, I could see it moving it down. So it's Buffalo -1. Could that bump it down to maybe a pick'em? Certainly. It certainly could, especially when you look at this matchup. The Patriots don't have a strong running game. We know how they move the football. And look at May with the deep ball this year. So given the matchup, this circumstance, where the number is, like if it was 3, I would say probably not. But yeah, I could see it kind of pushing people towards that New England side for sure.
Wow. Joe, good luck this weekend. We look forward already to talking to you next Thursday.
Thanks, guys.
Joe Ostrowski, Bet Sweats, weekday mornings, 9 to noon Eastern, and also available on the Odyssey app and the Bet 1520. Benford, toe, limited, reportedly walking boot. Not the walking boot.
Is there such a thing as a precautionary boot? Precautionary walking boot.
Maybe.
Let's hope.
Maybe.
Just got to make sure he doesn't bang it on anything. You know, like a door frame.
What is
or
the
a,
deal the, with the walking
the
boot?
The leg of a nightstand or something. Oh, my gosh.
Is there a non-walking boot? Like a cast. That would be a cast. Walking boot.
Walking boot.
What are the other boots about? What are they here for? Oh, yeah, yeah. I can believe it, but what a development. Sal will join us at 4. Maybe he'll know more. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here, WGR.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.